Half the world is woman.
Half the world is woman, until now kept out of the way.
This is United Nations Radio, with the fourth in a series of programs devoted to International Women's Year, 1975. One of the immediate results of this year's special campaign for equality between men and women has been the action taken by a number of governments to bring women into high advisory positions relating specifically to problems of women. But some have warned in this connection against gestures of paternalism and tokenism which might serve to gloss over the real problems. Examining the pros and cons of special treatment, Australian feminist Germaine Greer makes this observation.
It may be true that you actually postpone political maturity by paternalism. And this has been used as an excuse for not giving women preferential treatment.
Yet she feels there are these aspects to be considered.
In default of a genuine collectivity of women, I think we have to use all the reverse discrimination. But the principal problem of women who are the beneficiaries is that they tend to feel grateful for it.
Might not the very proclamation of an International Women's Year be regarded as condescendingly discriminatory? Ruth Jacoby, First Secretary in the Swedish Foreign Ministry, gives this reply.
In a way it is, but it's necessary. As a first step, one will have to be discriminatory in favour of women, because there's so very much that has to be done.
And what is the nature of the problem? Elizabeth Reid, personal advisor to the Prime Minister of Australia, describes it bluntly.
I think the first thing that can be said is that women are the oldest colonised and underdeveloped group in the world.
What then would liberation and the development of women's potential mean in terms of the universal striving for better conditions of life? Helvi Sipilä, Secretary General of International Women's Year, and A.H. Burma, Director General of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, highlights some crucial aspects of the problem.
70% of the world's population lives in the developing countries, and about 70% of women live in the rural areas. In many regions, women form the majority of the agricultural workforce.
But the fact remains that due primarily to the lack of educational and training opportunities, their role in comparison with men is still little more than that of unskilled agriculture labourers.
And this at a time when the world faces the prospect of global food shortages. But what about the role of development aid? Mrs. Mahnaz Afkami of Iran says that development doesn't always solve the problem.
Often, middle-class concepts of appropriate roles of women have been exported along with aid. Technology is directed towards men, even when it is used in traditionally women's work.
Mrs. Leticia Shahani of the Philippines also stresses the importance of the form that development takes.
The automatic integration of women in development can still perpetuate their inferior status. They can be integrated into an industrial company, but still occupy the most inferior and lowly paid jobs.
And Ms. Reid speaks of the need for a new definition of development.
Development has a human face. The aim must be the recognition of the need for greater social and economic justice.
More about the campaign for equality, development and peace in our next program. This is United Nations Radio. The song, Half the World is Woman, was written and sung by Jacqueline Lemay.